Welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. Our theme today is seeing things differently. So I invite you to begin to arrive by finding a posture that feels both alert and one that allows you to ease down into the support beneath you. Perhaps check into your shoulders, your jaw, your brow. Invite all to soften. And begin a gentle scan from the head all the way down to your feet with the invitation to loosen. Loosen, soften, relax, rest. And as you come to stillness, bring your attention to those areas of your body that make contact with the surface beneath them. Perhaps how the feet connect to the floor. Feel how they're supported. Your legs, your bottom, your lower back. Note the placement of the forearms and the hands and register all the ways that you're being held, supported in this moment. And now finding the breath as it moves in and out. Just let it be known. No need for change. The body breathes in, the body breathes out. I invite you to do a gentle investigation into where the breath feels most vivid to you in this moment and allow it to become your home base for this practice. This may be the nostrils, the chest, or the belly. Allow this to be your home base for this practice, returning here when the mind wanders. And for a few moments, let's just sit, breathing in and out of our home base. Mind wanders. We notice and return to our home base. And now the invitation is to widen your field of awareness, registering sounds, sensations, and feelings, watching them as they come and go. Here too, if the mind wanders, simply return again and again to the breath, moving in and out of your home base. The following are two poems that speak to our focus, seeing things differently. The first is a reversible poem created by the outdoor clothing brand Patagonia as part of their Buy Less, Demand More anti-Black Friday campaign. It reads, "We're all screwed. Don't tell us that we can imagine a healthy future, because the reality is it's too late to fix the climate crisis. And we don't trust anyone who says we need to demand a livable planet because we don't have a choice." And now in reverse. Because we don't have a choice, we need to demand a livable planet. And we don't trust anyone who says it's too late to fix the climate crisis. Because the reality is, we can imagine a healthy future. So don't tell us that we're all screwed. And now the second poem, entitled Reversed Living. Life is tough. It takes up a lot of your time, all your weekends. And what do you get in the end? Death. A great reward. I think the life cycle is all backwards. You should first die and get that out of the way. Then live for 20 years in an old age home. Get kicked out when you get too young. You get a gold watch. You go to work. You work 40 years until you're young enough to enjoy retirement. You go to college. You party until you're ready for high school. You go to elementary school and you become a child. You play. You have no responsibilities. You become a baby. You go back into the womb. You spend your last 9 months floating, and you finish off as a gleam in someone's eyes. Gently scan your heart. Note how it responds to hearing these two poems. What resonates? What doesn't? What qualities are stirred? Hope? Possibility? Gently scan through your body to notice if you've armored up anywhere. Both of these pieces point to something very simple and yet very easy to forget. The way we're viewing something is not the only way it can be seen. So I invite you to gently bring to mind something in your own life that feels a little fixed, certain, or controlled. Perhaps situations like, I'm too old, too busy, too tired. Or perhaps it's a relationship. It also may be a habitual thought, such as it's always been this way, and it won't change, or it shouldn't change. It may even be a way of being, like, the only way to get things done right is to do it myself. As you decide what to focus on, ensure that it's something that causes a mild sense of clenching, nothing too overwhelming. And as you hold this mentally, notice how and where it lives in your body. Scan for areas that feel tight, heavy, dark, or solid. Acknowledge whatever you discover. And now, without changing anything, allow the breath to offer just a little bit more space around each place you've found a sense of dis-ease. Breathe with each. And now begin to gently ask, is this the only way this can be seen? You're not searching. We're just allowing the question to land. Is this the only way this can be seen? Notice what arises. Now try offering yes. And maybe, yes, I can no longer sit in lotus position, yet maybe lying down in shavasana can bring greater ease. Maybe it'll allow my body to truly relax and let go. Sit and listen to your heart. Yes, this is one way to look at this. Yet, maybe. And now let's see if we can turn things around. For example, instead of they should, offer perhaps I could. Or instead of it's too late, I'm too old, offer it's never too late. I still may have 20 or 30 years left. I don't know. In this moment, what else is here now? Perhaps try dropping in, perhaps. This is here, and yet perhaps. Remember, we're not replacing the original experience. We're simply allowing something else to sit beside it. A moment of ease, a new resource, a different angle at which to view the difficulty. The difficulty and the possibility. Let your lens of awareness widen. And as you do, notice what happens in your body, your heart, your belly, your mind. What happens when there's even just a little bit more room for something else? Rest here. Breathe. Allow. And should other situations arise, follow the same process, asking, is this the only way that this can be seen? Or, yes, this is one way of seeing this. What if I turned it around? Or, yes, this is here, and yet, maybe, or perhaps. A closing poem entitled, And Yet, There Is More. Not everything that feels final is finished. Not every story the mind tells is the whole sky. There are moments when the heart tightens, certain it knows how this will end. And yet, something unseen waits just beyond the edge of that knowing. A softening, a widening, a quiet turning of the light. The same life that held differently, not erased, not replaced, just given more room.